prom season is right around the corner, and it is expensive. One Charlotte organization is trying to take some of the bite out of prom. My name is Herb White. This is In Other Words. Jerna Jeffries remembers primping for prom on a budget. Jeffries, who is executive director and founder of Curvaceous Behavior, turned that experience into free prom project pop-ups for under-resourced students. This year's project is April 6th at Allegra Westbrook's Library on Bates Ford Road from 12 to 2 p.m. I had a chance to talk to Jerna about prom project, her experiences, and why it's necessary. Appreciate you joining us for, In Other Words, our podcast of news and information about things that are going on in and around Charlotte. And obviously, you have it's a busy time of the year for you.
With
Prom Project. Now, Prom Project has been around in all kinds of guises for a number of years, but this is the first time I've had to talk to you. Talk to me a little bit about how you became part of Prom Project, and give me a little bit of background about what Prom Project is, as if I didn't know what the literal term is.
Okay, and thank you for having me. I'm really glad to really be on Charlotte Post, and I love what you do for the community, how you help other Black creatives and other business owners who are sharing that with the community, what they do. But Prom Project is different from most experiences. Prom Project is where we get to help students from all over different backgrounds. So if you go to a Title I school, or you go to a non-Title I school, or even homeschool, we want to help all students. We started in 2022. So as you know, when COVID happened, prom was like frozen for the last year and a half. And 2022 was the first year that they got to go back to prom for the first time. And a lot of them were like their last year going to prom. And I have a younger sister named Jamie, and she went to Rocky River. And I remember my mom was telling me that your sister can't find a prom dress. It's really expensive. And as you know, coming from a household, a single parent, I'm the oldest of three kids, and I know where it's to make do what's essential, rent, bills. I was like, you know what? I want to use my platform because I know I'm not the only person who experienced this. And I know that there's other girls who say, you know what? I want to go to prom, but I can't afford it because prom is too expensive. I did it in a month where I just sent emails, start collecting dresses, and luckily I got a lot of donations, and we had it at Camp Norfin at Dumpus Wall, and we attracted about 50 young girls. A lot of them had brand new prom dresses, gently used, because we got this donation from a prom boutique, and they was like, we want to help, want to support. And I learned to take a community to really bring together the mission. And from that moment, I was like, I can actually really do this. I can really start something where it's not just in trend, a one-time thing, but it's more like a movement where we can help other girls from all other counties. And I even helped a young girl who was from Brazil who didn't really speak English. I know it was so hard to communicate with her, but she understood yes and no's and small words, but I knew that she needed my help with a dress, and I was able to help her. We even got some makeup artists and their free services. So it's not like your average prom pop-up. We get through the hair, the makeup, accessories, shoes, and they sure doing dinner accommodations. So we were like, let's make it bigger. And every year we want to help more and more students.
So head to toe, the entire get ready for prom process.
Yes.
And it's interesting, you brought up a young person that you helped from Brazil. So literally, this is an international prom project, right?
It is. I was like, I wish this was here when I was in high school. And when we helped students from all over, I met somebody from like Raleigh, North Carolina, who found out about what we do. And I was like, it's time to travel. Because I know like different areas, they don't really have those resources. And having someone from Brazil who don't know any English, like really no English, and I was able to bond with her and her family, and I really felt for this situation because they came for nothing. And I saw that even her parents was like so happy, and they started crying because they're like, "It's free, it's free." And they're like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "I'm sure it's free, you can have it." It really makes me feel like, you know what, I'm doing my purpose, I'm making a difference.
So, I guess that brings up the next question. So, was this from what you're saying? This is almost like an accidental kind of thing because you were concerned about your sister and trying
Yeah.
to make sure that she had a good prom experience. It wasn't something that you just woke up one day and said, "Hey, you know what? Let's do this project." It sounds like it was sort of incidental, accidental, whatever you want to attach to it. But it turned out so great in a fairly small amount of time. Talk to me a little bit about going from this place to where it is now.
Yes, sir. I feel like when that moment in life where you ask yourself what is next in life, and I really feel like God really connected me to my purpose because I went to school for fashion. I'm like, okay, I want to be a buyer one day, but with buying, it's mainly like the math side, but I like the style people. So I'm like, what am I good at doing? And I was like, I have a story that when I went to prom, I didn't really have the best prom experience because we couldn't afford a dress. So I was like, I know this is a time where things are expensive, inflation, things are constantly causing more. And the dresses today, they're like glamorous. I think average prom is like $1,000 for a bunny prom dress. That's almost somebody's mortgage, I'm just being honest. And I was like, you know what? I can do something where if I reach out to all the schools and CMS, I would shout out to the counselors, the social workers, to say, hey, we have a free event. We want to invite all your students who are needing of our service free of charge. And we even got up to a point where, is it something that's realistic of doing? Because some people, when they do things, they always expect something out of it, like attention. And I'm like, that's never my love language. My love language is actually helping others who need my help. And when I do this every year, I always ask myself, how can I be better than the first year? Because I really want to make it an experience where if I was a student, what would I want to see? What would I want to expect? Or if I was their parents, what can be better where it making an easier shopper experience where it's not so much. So I take feedback. I was like, you know what? It's a pop-up boutique where we cater to everybody, where we have some who are special needs who need a little more assistance. Can we not be inclusive where we don't make everybody feel they left out, but we make them feel like, you know what? She make me feel comfortable where she helps my daughter who's a little special needs who needs extra help, but we don't see them as that. We see them as just a student who needs a free dress. We want them to show they feel confidence and power. We do like a little runway. So when they come in, it's like a runway. And we want them to know like they are the star, the sixth day moment, because they don't get that attention at school or at home. So it's like little sis and big sis. And I was like, this is something I really want to keep doing. It's not just here, but 10 years from now, I see it as one day a boutique where we are in-house, we can do more workshops, etiquette class.
The whole thing.
The whole thing, and this year we even helping the guys with free haircuts. So every year, and someone asked me, how about the guys? And I want to help the men, because the men are the kings. They got lit sharp, lit tight. And I was like, you know what? Let me at least reach out to some barber shops. And I have a sponsor who, Premier Barber, Premier Ed Shop, They're sponsoring a free haircuts for some students, and the owner was like, "Sign me up, I'm on board." He want to help the community because once upon a time he was a student, and these haircuts are expensive, like really are. And I was like, you know what? I want them to feel like they're part of it too.
So, all in all, how many young people do you outfit and work with for prom? And what is the projection for this year in terms of the number of kids that you'll help?
Yeah, so the first year, I want to say about 40 kids we helped. And then last year was about 30. And I want to say why it was that low because I communicated too early. And I learned that when you put something out there, it has to be the right timing. If it's not the right time, you're going to miss your market. So this year, I'm aiming for at least 60 to 70 kids to come out. And the last month or two, I've been going to different schools, doing free in-person information tables set up. And I was at Olympic High School today. And I went to West Charlotte, West Met, Garinger. I'm trying to see what other schools, like I'm all over CMS just about. And I want them to know, like, I'm here. If you have questions, come talk to me. Because a lot of these kids, they are on social media and they don't know how to ask for help or ask, hey, I need a free prom dress. Who can I contact? And it's nothing to be ashamed of because we actually got some dresses with tags literally worth $1,000 just sitting in our storage unit. And a lot of these girls, I want them to know that we are here because we want to be here. And I know where it's like, not to be available, like just be left alone and be like no one's don't care about them, and that's how they feel. And the world's not out there to hurt them, but I'm there to help them, just to help guide them, because this is their either their last year where they're about to go to adulthood, they're gonna get the real world experience. I don't want to feel like the world is so cruel to them, because there's actually good people who want them to be great and to be empower them to be like, you can do whatever you can. There's people of, you know, color who are at these high places because we want to be here to make a difference. We're not here just getting a paycheck. We're here to make improvement on your lives. And I really feel like there's different people in the world who are meant to do so much more. And their role is really to help the next generation.
So you're paying it back and paying it forward at the same time.
Yes.
That's really good stuff. And so much has changed in recent years. And even though I don't want to put a date on myself, I mean, prom has always been a fairly big deal in high school circles. And it was that way in the 70s and the 80s. And now it's still around. And I would think that in a world that is so connected, that has so much social media and all the other things that go on in the 21st century, that maybe prom would have lost some of its attraction, some of its allure. But it seems like prom is a bigger deal than ever. And you kind of have to keep up with the Joneses or be ostracized. So that's why something like Prom Project is even more important in order for there not to be such an obvious haves and have-nots when it comes to this rite of passage, which is prom season.
Right, and that is true. And I feel like I'm getting older. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been 11 years I've been out of high school, and it's like so much has changed. And every generation, I feel like it gets advanced. They're literally like their mindset is very differently. And I always feel like every generation is a balance because we can always learn something from one another. It doesn't matter how old you are. You have to be always respectful of everyone. Everybody's always is to me a student, but it really just takes show you that time is changing. Like prom is like the Grammys, you want to be honest, like the red carpet. It's to me it's like prom is like their mini wedding day, except they just don't know like they can save a lot of money. I'm like, we're gonna get you covered. Don't spend all your money, because I met a girl today at Olympic, and she told me she spent $900 on her prom dress, wore for 2 hours, one time, and it was too big. And I was like, I'm so sorry that happened to you, because that could have been really safe for like college funds or something where it can came handy for emergencies. Not to hurt you ever need a free dress. You are a senior. Come talk to me. Come out. But yeah, prom is like, I feel like it's over. They overdo it. It's not the same.
Yeah, I can attest to
Yeah.
that for real. What is the what is your relationship with corporations or volunteers who that you reach out to for help in terms of getting prom attire or haircuts or shoes or whatever? What has that relationship grown from to what it is now?
That's a great question. So, the first year I noticed that when I made a post on Facebook, because Facebook to me is still a great way to network. There's different groups you can talk to, make different posts. And it really takes one person to just really make a difference. And from those Facebook groups, some be business owners or people who know of business owners, how I've been able to get my connections and, from the first year, what helped me was really Facebook marketing, Eventbrite, social media. What helped me in year two was doing different news interviews, different stories. So when people on the news see us online, they be like, I want to get back. Because not everybody's always online at that time that you post or in those different groups. So I'm like, word of mouth is very powerful, the tongue. This year, it's been marketing on Facebook and doing this interview. But what different is we actually have people who search free prom dresses online on Google, and that's how they say that's how we found you. Like, I have different businesses that actually reach out to me because they've seen it online. And it's that time here where we're going to springtime, then we're wearing some dresses and shoes, or they might just ask different colleagues and say, hey, do you know anybody that's coming away or who needs a free prom dress? And a lot of our clientele had came from word of mouth. For businesses, it's the same way. I really like to work with the same kind of businesses and also new startups because I know what it's like to be rejected with no experience. I know what it's like not having a village supports you, and I like to work with a lot of new startups where they want to have that exposure but still connect but still have that chance to show what they can do.
When you, so this is your, what, third, fourth prom season?
I third prom season, yes.
What was it that the first time that you went out and did this, the thing that you didn't know then that you would go back, if you could, 3 years and say, this is what you need to be able to do instead of having to learn this the hard way?
That's a great question. I learned that you need to plan early because the first year, I'm not gonna lie to you, I started in March and had my event in April. And I remember feeling so overwhelmed, stressed. I was like, I'm by myself. I'm sending emails, gotta pick up dresses. Since I had to go to Concord, Gastonia, just to get a dress. And I was like, I need a, the biggest thing was really having a site for donations. I'm like, if I'm going out all these ways and I gotta meet people different times, I can't be different places all at one time. I'm like, let me cut down on my mileage. So like, let me have a drop off location. And I have a Bailey's Fort Library, and they've been so nice to me the whole process, where they've been so supportive. And I was like, having a drop off location that's open every day, that's easy, convenient, it helps save time where I don't have to go out and get all of these dresses. Having a good storage unit really does matter because when you get the dresses, they come in and they really come in a lot. And I was like, I really want to have where it's easier to store them in a safe location. And I feel confident about that. Having a budget is really important because you don't have a budget, you're just going to be spending money on things you don't really need. And I was like, I need to really have a set budget on the things that are going to be needed. And the biggest thing is always how many kids are going to come. I want to have enough hangers. I want to have enough snacks and accessories and other things could be like volunteers, because volunteers are really what makes it flow smoothly and organized. And without our volunteers, it would be like a lot. And I was like, when we have a program and different volunteers come out, it makes us feel like, okay, we're on top of it. We have different stations. We have people doing the check-in table. And this year is extra special because it's actually a theme. It's more like a boutique theme. And I was like, I want to be very intentional on what I'm doing. I don't want to have just an average, here you go, dress on a rag, get dressed, and go home. I want to create like we're in a boutique, but we're in a library, but we're actually here. It doesn't feel like a library. And we're going to have like a 360 booth this year. And those are really fun. Those are like the little booth where you the camera just be spinning around circles and catch every moment. And I was like, I want them to feel like they at a boutique. Like we're celebrating, we're laughing, we're loving, we're coming together. And we also going to have where it's really organized, the lines. Cause I want to make sure that every student has enough time to shop. They're not feeling rushed. They're not feeling like something's being picked over. So I'm like, we're going to have an order where we have appointments. So everyone can get that time to shop, take their time, not for a rush, and go from there.
No, it sounds like you're really creating a community every year during prom season where these young people get together and they go through this experience. And like you said, you're talking about the creative juices where you're spinning around and getting that 360 look at your outfit. Did you at any point look at what other prom projects do, or was this strictly organic and you just figured it out for yourself in terms of this is what I would do if I was in that position?
So there actually is a lady, I think her name is she, I can't remember her name, but she founded Girl Talk Foundation in Charlotte. And I remember going to her prom project when I was in high school, and I didn't get a dress that day because I didn't see them my size. And I don't think, I'm not sure she still does it anymore, but I know that she started prom project in Charlotte, and I really give her kudos for doing what she does because of what she did. It inspired me to do much more and to keep doing that legacy. Because having someone like her in Charlotte, it was like she's amazing and she does this because she wants to do it. And she actually really gives back to the students. There are other prom projects in different states by different people. What I do is I'm very strategic. I like to see what other people do just for like inspiration. I always add my own flavor to it, but I like to see like what is the different shopping experience, like how do they do it? I like that. I don't like that. And I kind of add my own style where it's like, okay, this is different. Because my ultimate goal is to have like a curvaceous behavior playhouse, which is like a boutique. You come, and the thing is, I don't want to be just about prom dresses. I want to be about dress for success. What if we need an interview outfit? I'm in high school. I don't have nothing to wear. I can't go out and go buy clothes. Come here, come get what you need. And I learned that it's not just about our high school girls, it's about our young adults graduate from college or our mature woman, that single mom going back to the workforce for the first time in 4 to 5 years. And I see everything as it's not just about the prom thing, it's about the legacy of all women, all ages. It's just that prom project right now is what I'm focused on, but I want to do other things where we're not just focused on one thing, but we're focused on everything, and everybody's getting that help.
So, prom project is the main thing right now, but you are looking at trying to do things like dress for success, et cetera. Oh, okay. So you're thinking really big here. You're looking at spinning it up and making something larger that can be a 365 day, 24 hours, all the time accessible to helping women empower themselves in many instances.
Of course.
Okay, so now when is you're talking about pop-up boutiques. When is your pop-up scheduled and where is it?
Of course. So it's coming up. It's on April 6th at Bettysford Library, which is at, like, it's Westbrook. It's from 12 to 2 p.m. However, I do recommend guests get there at least 30 minutes early because we might let the doors open a little early, and we want to make sure everybody check in on time. We start on time because one thing I am all about is about timing. Like, we want to make sure that everybody is there who needs to be there, because if someone's coming out their way to make time to be there, we want to make sure that they get what they need in a timely manner. And it's gonna be really good. It's free parking, and it's on a bus line. I chose that location because I went to West Charlotte and I'm an alumni, and I love the West Side. And it's looks so different now. It's a lot of gentrification going on. I just know that when we have something for us in our neighborhood, we get so much support. We don't gotta be uptown in a nice bougie hotel. It's nice, but it's like, let's be grounded and let's come back to the home base, because they're not used to that environment. But I was like, I can decorate it like that environment, and where they feel like this is nice. It's like they don't like gotta drive and have in like 10 minutes. It's like right there in their backyards.
Now, you mentioned earlier that it's been 11 years since your prom, which is not a whole lot of time. I'll just throw that out there. Once the prom project period is over, do you follow up? Do you actually go to prom and see what the young people that you've helped look like once they step into the prom itself?
Of course. So I wish I can, because their prom be like, it's like five schools and the prom is on the same night. And what I did was, when they come to the event, they're gonna scan our code to follow us on Instagram. I always tell the girls, hey, she wants to send me your prom picture so we can promote on our Instagram, our website, because I want to see the hair, the makeup, the outfit look, head to toe look good. And I really want to see them like Flores have a good smile. And I actually got a few girls from last year who sent me their videos, and I told them they look beautiful and elegant, and they look like they had a good time. And they always say thank you, like, without you it wouldn't be possible. And even if they don't come to the event and get a free dress, we still have people who want to donate their free hair services, some makeup. So they already got their dress, they just don't have money for a hair and makeup. We're still going to help you, because we want to make sure that we got you. Because a natural makeup, a really good makeup, is about $100.
But anybody who is out there and they're just learning about your pop-up, how do they reach out to you, whether it's email, telephone, internet, social media, whatever?
Of course. So if you're on Instagram, it's Curvaceous Behavior. That's Curvaceous and Behavior. We're also on the website curvaceousbehavior.org. My number is 704-430-1395. And my email is curvaceousbehavior@outlook.com. And also, if you just Google up on Eventbrite free prom dresses, you're going to see I add them there. You want to hear about us?
Well, I'm
You going
sure because I find out, and if I can find out, everybody can find out.
Exactly. Word of mouth, like the power of the tongue, it does so many things. And it's really Google. Like, when you search one thing, you find what you're looking for.
Yeah, that is true because we're all connected these days, one way or the
Exactly.
So, Jernay, thank you so much for making the time to talk to me today. Much success with Prom Project and helping these young folks get the experience of a lifetime and your work in the community. It's indeed great to hear about it. And thank you so much.
No, thank you, Mr. White. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and this is just the beginning.
That'll do it for this edition of In Other Words. Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you download your podcast. Also, keep up with us at thecharlottepost.com. You do paywalls. Our articles are free and open to everyone. However, journalism is not free to produce, and we need your help. When you go to our website, subscribe or donate at thecharlottepost.com, you'll feel so much better knowing that you help us sustain our operations so that we can bring you news and information about folks like Jernay, who's doing wonderful work in the community. Thank you so much for listening. For everyone at the Charlotte Post, have a great day.